The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
Guys,
welcome to the podcast of your dreams.
Oh.
O Vienna Podcast. The podcast that isn't... It's not just about pop music.
No.
It's not just about pop music. But it is about pop music.
It is.
I'm Lee Kyle. I'm speaking calmly. I'm speaking quietly. For all you ASMR fans out there.
Yeah.
I rubbed my facial hair, which I have.
Used your chin, which you've got a whole bit about doing.
Enjoy that.
Got a whole bit
down there for
chin.
Those of you who like that. Kia, make some ASMR sounds for the people at home. Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice? God, it just really scratches that itch, doesn't
I
it?
Like that there's a video I like where it's a woman who has a kid doing ASMR sounds on the mic, and she's got, guess what it is? So he's like rubbing Pritt stick on it or whatever, and that sort of thing.
That's good.
Then he just leans in and screams really loudly, which is really funny.
But what is ASMR? Other than music.
What does it stand music for again? Because I don't remember.
A scratchy...
mind...
repellent. That's what it stands for. This
is
all Vienna Podcast.
Out of here. Let your minds leave your body for a second.
Yeah, we'll get the podcast soon, everyone. There's no hurry here. We're all among friends.
We're adults.
Just relax.
Maybe.
Pour yourself a glass of Prosecco, or if you're an alcoholic, some tea. But those are the only two options, and just... lie back on your chaise lounge, or if you're poor, a floor.
Well, if you can't afford a floor?
Float. Put in your ear pod things, or if you're poor, just listen to it.
Just listen to it.
Just have a listen. This is...
If you're poor, you wired ear pod things.
Yeah.
But like, not like, you know, studio quality stuff.
And that's just
like
as valid.
Poundland headphones.
What is money but just a system that we all agreed on? Eh?
I like bartering.
Here's the thing.
I think we should trade more. I think that should be...
Well, that's the thing. You know, people always go, hey, if we just got rid of money, everyone could barter. But they brought money in because bartering was too difficult.
It's just annoying, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it represents the stuff you've got money, doesn't it? So eventually people will go, well, instead of me bringing all that stuff to you and you bring all that stuff to me, why don't we just have some sort of token that we can exchange so we don't have to bring all our cabbages up here and you don't bring it. And that's just... So money's probably better, really, when you think about it like that. But it shouldn't... Let's not let it dominate this next bit of our lives. We've all got our monies with worry, sure.
How do you feel about the world going cashless?
Hey, I'd rather the world went classless. I'd rather a classless society than a cashless society, young man.
Any society's classless
also,
when I'm around.
Also, I'm not carrying money around anymore like a friggin' old person.
Yeah, I don't have change. Can I have some change? I don't have any, mate. I'm sorry.
And the whole thing, they can monitor you. They're doing it anyway, lads.
Yeah.
Just let's not worry about it. Certainly for this sort of bit of time, let's not worry about the encroachment of society into our everyday lives. Let's not worry about all the things we've got out there in the world. For now, let's just relax and... Very soon we'll start talking about pop music, but not just pop music.
Nah.
Relaxation, yeah. We're both people with busy lives and busy minds.
We are. You know, I don't think we do this enough. We don't just relax.
Well, sometimes, as I've found in life, you feel guilty about relaxation, don't you?
Yeah.
You feel you're not achieving or you're not striving. And actually, what is money? What is work? They are a means to better enable us to relax. So we're cheating ourselves if we don't relax at times. We're cheating others.
I hope this relaxing part of the podcast has enticed someone to spark up a doobie.
Hey, it's partly decriminalised now anyway, isn't it?
No one cares.
You have a... Hey, if that's what you need to get through the day, sure. It's going to lead to increased paranoia. But worry about that after the podcast for now. Whatever you do is relaxing.
Let's be honest, with the way the world is, we might not have long left in us. You might never see the lasting effects.
Hey, that's true.
So
why worry about what happens in the future when we're all going to be... Let's not worry about the encroaching seas either now. Let's just...
smoke a doobie and watch as the fireballs rain from the sky and as the
Which we're not
seas
worried about
rise.
Right now. And there could be a murderer behind your shed right now. So just
there
relax. Until that murderer's in. And even when it's in and he's brandishing the axe above you, just relax. It might never happen. Just relax.
I think if we knew there was a nuclear bomb coming for a city, right? I think what I'd do is I'd grab a beer, I'd climb to the top of the Tyne Bridge and just sit there and watch.
Watch it go over all the many bridges.
Yeah, just sort of welcome it, you know, because it's pointless running. You know, I live in a city centre, I wouldn't be able to go anywhere in time.
You can't outrun a nuclear bomb.
Exactly. Maybe if you're on the very outskirts of where like the radiation zone would be, you can get out of there in time.
But what if you're running, you don't know where it's going to land? You might run towards it. How do you know? So what we're saying, even if there's a nuclear bomb coming, guys, just for this bit of time, relax.
Relax, it's fine.
Listen to me, Lee Kyle, comedian. You don't need to know who I am. Doesn't matter.
I'm Kia Kyle, I'm just a fellow being in this world that we call planet
Earth. We're just all interconnected, so don't you worry, it's just a podcast that isn't just about pop music. And this week, we're going back to the Christmas charts of 1968, as it happens, but we're discussing the number one hit, Lily the Pink by the Scaffold, and whether it was right to keep Build Me Up, Buttercup by the Foundations at number two. It's a fair question, but
it is.
It's not an important question.
Nothing's important, really, other than your own enjoyment.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoy the discussion that we'll have about it. I will be honest, we're not massively informed about either group.
But I think that's what makes this podcast relatable to people, because, you know, not everyone knows everything about music.
And if it doesn't relate to you, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's like, there's loads of things that I don't relate to, but you can spend half an hour of your time. Just think of this as ambient
noise.
We're not
even related, like, not by biologically.
Blood. By blood, I just...
Do you do a blood pact?
I just banged his mum, and then I moved
on
in.
On a podcast sometime, we'll like, cut our palms and we'll shake.
No, because... Well, maybe we should. I'm not going to yes or no at this point. I'm not going to...
One day, might happen.
I might do one of those tests about your ethnicity for myself.
I really want to do one of those. That's
yours is a complicated ethnicity, isn't it? But if
that'd be a nice bonus episode. If we did those tests, then the bonus episode was us having a look for the first time.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I suspect mine is just Jarrow.
I think I've got some Romanian in there. I've definitely got a Yemeni.
Anya Atkinson did once. She was 99% Scottish, 1% English.
That's
incredibly unvaried.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, does it, where you're from? It's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
And if I think I'd ask for my money back if it was that.
Yeah, but like, can you just lie?
Fucking hell.
So, I'm a bit Gambian, I didn't expect that. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But hey, it doesn't matter.
It's fine, innit?
But by the way, like, if after this you want to chuck some money our way and go to support the world's only comedian-led cooperative and community and rest company, Felt Out. We do a lot of work for charity and that, you know. Get yourself over at patreon.com/feltnout. You'll get this relaxation early as well as bonus less relaxed. I mean, last time we did a seance where we found out the Queen is a racist, didn't we?
We did. Do you accept bartering or is it money only?
No, it's money only. But hey, if you've got any jobs that you could do in return for us, then hey, we're not against it. Get in touch. info@feltnout.co.uk. But we like to work hard for the community and the community, both of comedians and comedy fans and just the wider community in general. And we'll like to give you loads of stuff for that, you know. We'll continue to do that. Not just this podcast. This is but a small yet relaxing part, as we are, of the world. And right, I think we're well relaxed now, Kia. It's time to listen to those songs and then we'll really get in and we'll really, you know, hammer home which of these songs we like the best. Lily the Pink, Build Me Up, Buttercup. Have a little listen. Relax, have a listen. Come on.
Drink a drink a drink a lily the pink, the saviour of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound.
It's good when he does that.
Build me a buttercup, baby, just to let me down. Oh, why does she build him up?
Yeah.
So Buttercup in this, we're guessing it's like a nickname
it's
for his partner.
It's a nice little pet name.
Because people often call cows Buttercup. Maybe he's, you know what I mean? I'm wondering if he's let down by a cow. Like, he's out there, foundation, he's milking a cow, and he nails his lactose intolerant. You know what I mean? But in his head, he's drinking straight from the cow. And maybe
it's because he wanted to see if he likes butter, because he always thought he did like butter, so he put one under his chin, and then it turns out he doesn't like butter.
we put way too much faith in a yellow flower. You know, I mentioned that on stage once. Yeah. It seems it was just a regional thing, that.
Really?
I was in Aberdeen. I mentioned how annoyed I was at buttercups for thinking they're great. I know about, and people just stared at us. And I went, "Do you know?" And they don't in Aberdeen, at least.
Is it just a maybe? Local,
if you're listening from elsewhere, let us know if you think buttercups are particularly
in Aberdeen,
like butter.
Do they have buttercups in Aberdeen, or is it all just like, you know, thistles and that?
It's mostly thistles and heather, sure. Yeah, but exactly, they had the odd one. But no, there wasn't a single person in the room except me and Cal Albert who were just like, you know, like, but
that's insane.
As a kid, do you remember? People should do that test, right, to see if you like butter, as to whether a bit of yellow shone on you, right? And if it didn't matter how much you went, no, I do like butter, but we obviously don't.
You clearly don't like butter.
So I do like
it
butter.
It didn't go yellow. I don't know.
Like, why are they trusting a buttercup over my lived experience of enjoying butter?
Well, I mean, that is it. Like, it'd build him up, you know, thinking, maybe it said he did like butter, so he tried it and he fucking hated it.
Yeah, and he's annoyed. Buttercup's been lying to him.
Yeah, he's annoyed that like, he got his hopes up about this butter thing, and then it turns out butter's awful and it's not for him.
I wonder why. But he's lactose intolerant, we've just discussed that. That's fair enough, innit? That's brought a whole new depth to this song. I thought it was just about, alas, he was going out, he's going to meet his lass, she didn't turn up.
No.
But at least she builds him up, you know what I mean? If it is a lass, just going, I believe in you and your band, keep going, you'll have a number one hit. And then he didn't. Although he did, just not with this song.
No, do you think that's what
it
is?
Thought of that, you know what I mean? Maybe that it's almost prescient, isn't it? Like, she's like, oh yeah, this one will get a number one, man.
Maybe it's an edging thing,
right? Go on.
Where they're into some edge play, the sexual term, not just playing with a little edge figure, making them spear action men and that, and she keeps getting them really, really close to arriving at an orgasm, and then instead, just hands off, walks away.
Which, again, is in her right to do. You can't, you know what I mean? It's frustrating, but, like, that's on it, up to her, isn't it?
Yeah. She might use butter. Who knows?
Like on that film.
That film?
Ah, there was a film, man, with Marlon Brando, Last Tango in Paris, where...
Oh, yes, yeah.
Uses butter and puts it in a lady's bot. But it turns out that she felt really uncomfortable in that scene. It was basically, I would never watch her now, because apparently, like, she didn't even know that was going to happen.
Oh, that's
icky, isn't it?
Horrible. Yeah. That's a shame.
So the Foundations are
anyway.
A British band. British soul band, primarily. They were the first multicultural British band to have a hit in the 1960s. People in there of Sri Lankan descent, I think.
No.
Yeah, which is, it's multi, they were a multiracial group.
I think they go to Sri Lanka, I think.
I think it would be dead. I know it has a lot of, social divide in Sri Lanka. It can be a dangerous place, but it looks a fascinating place too.
Well, in that case, I don't really want to go. It's a fucking good flag. Well, is it a good flag?
Oh, I think it's not what I look for. Everyone knows I love me flags, right? It's not what I would look for in a flag. For me, a flag has to be obvious from far away. And I think Sri Lanka's nice colour, but it's too detailed.
I like flags with various animals and things like that on it. I'm a fan of that. But there is too much going on it, isn't there? There's a bit much. Which animal is it again? Is it
a rhino or something?
I'm sure it's like a cat or something. It's one full.
Pop quiz. Which is the only national flag in the world. And by the way, this used to be two until very recently. The only national flag without the colours red, white and blue on.
Oh.
It'll take a bit of thought, but when I tell you if you don't get it, it is a very famous flag.
Without any of those?
Mm-hmm. No red. No white. God, no blue.
Oh, I don't know.
I will tell you, until recently, Mauritania was an answer, but they've added red bottom and top stripes.
Ah, what bastards. Mm. I don't know. What is it?
It is Jamaica.
Of course it is. Yeah, that makes sense.
So we've got West Indian horn section, Jamaican and Dominican. And obviously we have Sri Lanka. So that is a plus point. It's not their only hit. It's not actually their biggest hit. I think it might be the one that is maybe most played now, because it's a very...
It's the one I think of.
It's a very social club song, isn't it?
Not that I just think of the Foundations a lot, but I do think of the Foundations. It's always, you know, this song that pops into my head.
It's a sort of thing that if you go to a social club, a turn will do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the classic social club turn. Yeah. Yeah. What other songs do we have in that?
I mean, you've got that. You've got Come On Eileen, the love shit like that.
Mm. Lovely. A lot of the songs for that they play, I find out, are very early 70s, late 60s sort of songs, you know. Yeah. And this is absolutely one. Everlasting Love.
Yeah.
I'm going to burst her. But their biggest hit was a number one in 1967 with their first ever single. Now, Baby, Now That I Found, Now That I Found You, I Can Let You Go.
Oh, but yeah,
only
yeah.
Love, and I know, baby, even though I still need you. I still, and I don't think it's controversial to say, I think I prefer that one, right? But I do like Build Me Up Buttercup. It's sort of suffered through familiarity. And it's got a thing that a lot of British bands have where it's sounds like something they would do in America, but slightly cheaper.
Yeah.
It's like a slightly cheaper, not as good Motown. Yeah. And I don't mean that as an insult. Not much is as good as Motown. But that is, you can tell it's not quite what they would have done.
Oh, but it's good though, isn't it? It's fun. It's a bit of fun.
It is a bit of fun.
Like, it doesn't always need this, you know, high quality production. I mean, it's still got high quality, but it's not like, you know, it's not like this lovely, very intense orchestral background or anything. Like, you know, like a lot of Motown stuff. There was a lot of like various sections. All this. Nah, fuck off. You just need
it. It did
bit
get
of fun.
A number three in America, bit though. Of fun. Did get a number three in America. So they've kind of at least recognised and went, oh, yeah, this is that thing, you know.
I wonder
so.
What songs beat it out.
Well, it's number three, so it's not in our remit, so I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares, number
and it's
three?
It's America, we don't yeah, do miles away. Not yet, anyway. We'll see what happens in time.
You fucking suck in America, Build Me Up, Buttercup. Speaking of a bit of fun, let's raise a drink to Lily the Pink.
Well, I've got me coffee here,
the
so
pink,
well,
the pink.
I'll raise that.
So, of course, there's many rumours about what Lily the Pink is. The most likely thing is it's a type of tincture.
A tincture?
You know, a sort of home remedy. That he would I feel a bit better. I've had Lily the Pink. A lot of times, Lily the Pink was used as a euphemism for a sex worker, a prostitute, a streetwalker.
Is that why it's called Pink Lane?
Of the night. Well, I do not know. Oh. Pink Lane in Newcastle used to be called. Do you know this?
No.
Before it was called Pink Lane, it was called, its legitimate name was Grope Cunt Lane. That is true.
That is fucking incredible.
Yeah, it was called Grope Cunt Lane because that's where you would go to grope a cunt.
That's fucking
amazing.
And
at some point, I'm going to guess Victorian times, everyone got a bit puritanical and went, we cannot call it
that.
Yeah,
let's change that. Yeah.
So it's now called Pink Lane, but it used to be called.
The Northerners are filthy people.
Grope Cunt Lane.
We are awful. That's amazing.
I know of a gentleman
who's... Someone called me firstborn child.
Grope Cunt Kyle. Grope Cunt Kyle. After his dad. So often a lady of the night would be referred to as Lily the Pink, yes. Certainly in this. We both know a man whose mother was often referred to as that, but we're not going to mention his name, but he doesn't listen because he's too busy driving a truck. Now, most famously, this was the first number one hit, Lily the Pink, for the brother of Paul McCartney.
Yes.
And that's nice, isn't it?
It is.
Because people can, like, judge him and go, oh, God, imagine the pressure of being Paul McCartney's brother. And he only had one number... How many number one hits have you had?
Yeah, fuck off.
You know what I mean?
Who are you to judge him?
Like,
it must
he's
be
done
difficult
all right.
For him living in Paul McCartney's shadow.
Oh, I wonder what it was like. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because Paul McCartney... I like Paul McCartney, I do. He seems a very happy man, and I think he's a genius for what... Like, I think... we've discussed this before. I think he's, like... The one from the last century, I think, will be remembered as, like, a friggin', you know, Beethoven.
Yeah, he's on, like, Akon's level, isn't he?
He's sort of like Akon. It was this century switching. And I think, like, you've got some balls as his brother, haven't you, to bring songs out.
Yeah, to even try in the music industry, you've got to be fucking... Because you must know, like, I understand you can try, but you must know you're never getting to that level. Like, you're never going to be on par with McCartney, are you? Maybe that's why...
And you're always going to be judged against him, even
though
it's not your fault.
Maybe that's why he did comedy music, because then he could use that as a sort of way of being like, well,
but even then, Paul McCartney
well.
Did comedy songs as well.
That's true.
You know, it's not
that's
like he
true.
Wasn't writing loads of stuff, like the Ringo songs and stuff. I think what I think about Paul McCartney is, despite all of his success, he still has a level of jealousy to him. Like, he had the campaign, of course, for years where he wanted all the songs to be referred to as McCartney and Lennon rather than letting no one he did it. Even though he's Paul McCartney. I reckon he was furious. I think
probably.
Part of him was like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Mike. I do think there's a good possibility that Paul McCartney, you'll have congratulated him because he's, I think, he's a nice enough bloke.
But you think deep down he was, yeah. Big, oh, you,
I think his life
prick.
Would have been happier if his brother had had no success at all.
Probably.
And it wasn't that only hit single. It had Thank You Very Much.
They did have Thank You Very Much. Which, where did that peak? Was that?
That's a good question.
Lower down, I'm guessing. But
well, it must have been at best the same. Thank You Very Much got to, depending on, charts were different then, of course, so
yeah,
the best
yeah.
bet is it got number 5, perhaps number 4, perhaps number 7, number 5 in the charts, which isn't bad for a
no,
comedy.
No, still good.
And because that would have benefited from the hype of that being Paul McCartney's brother.
Yeah.
You know, it would have absolutely helped him. But, like, I was in Liverpool recently, and there's lines in that, like, Thank You Very Much for the Aintree Iron, and I was... in Aintree, and I was like, and nobody quite knows what that means. They have since said, but people are like, that's not the reason.
What did they say?
Don't ask us, because I can't remember.
Well, what did they claim, actually? But yeah, it doesn't matter then.
Fuck yeah, them. I can't.
If people are sort of...
I can't be expected to remember that.
Changing that, if people's head canon, is that it's the wrong.
The head canon. They're still together now, the scaffold, by the way. They're still singing Lily the Pink all over the place.
Should we go see the scaffold but next time they're around?
Do you reckon they just do near Liverpool?
We can go. Well, I reckon if we got the chance to see the scaffold in the Cavern Club, we should take it. You know, it'd be a laugh.
I would go to see the scaffold.
Yeah, it'd be fun, wouldn't it?
So, the best bits of these songs, let's compare them peak by peak, right? The best bit is, what do you... That's the best bit, right? And the best bit, I think, of Lily the Pink is when they say medicinal compounds.
Yeah, it's good.
I do not know why it's so good that they say medicinal compounds, but I love uses of words.
There's
and that's a very, very Liverpool thing, that, isn't it? And of course, they were poets, the scaffold. Roger McGough, I think, is the one that's most famous, certainly to me, because he was, when I was a kid, he was on stuff a lot, you know, on BBC things, especially where they try to, BBC can't just let you have fun as a kid. They've got to try to do things that are good for you, haven't they?
Yeah.
So there was like, here's Roger McGough with a poem. You know,
I do like that it was a star-studded lineup of backing singers on this, the recording of Lily the Pink. So the backing vocalists on the recording included Graham Nash of the Hollies, Elton John, back when he was Reg Dwight.
So he wasn't even Elton John yet?
He wasn't even Elton John. And Tim Rice, while Jack Bruce out of Cream played the bass. So there was...
that's the thing.
They had quite a few stars on there.
And that's McCartney, innit? Like, they've pulled in celebrity mates that have known through Paul, surely.
I like how they don't make a big deal out of it either. Like, that's not like, you know... evident, really, especially if you just listen to it.
No, there's absolutely no need having them there, is there? Which is sort of nice. They don't really, like, other than it being a little bit of fun, they're not adding anything to it, are they?
I bet they were just, like, around at the time, and they just heard them going, we'll drink a drink a drink. Then they're all just like, well, fucking hell, I want to join in this. Can I be in the choral line? Can I hop on?
But it's
it is a fun sing-along. It's nice.
You would want to join in with it, wouldn't you, if you were there? But I don't think they were there... coincidentally, wasn't it?
Nah, of course the weather, like, of course the
weather. What, Elton John's there? Fuck.
Nah, it was
he's not even Elton John
yet. One of those biz parties that I had.
So he picked his name, and I know we're settling on Mike McGear a lot here, Paul McCartney's brother, as because he didn't want to ride Paul McCartney's coattails.
Mm.
And I'm going to go with, but...
fucking absolutely ride them.
He absolutely did,
if you get the chance, then...
he absolutely did.
No one's blaming you. No one's...
apparently, Gear... and I don't believe this. I think we know exactly what gear is. He chose it because gear means fab in Liverpool.
Mm. Okay.
Sure you did, Mike. But also, you can't use the word that means fab if you're not riding on the coattails of a Beatles. It's like, what? I'm just called Gary Octopus's God. You know what I mean? I'm just called Sebastian... fucking couldn't think of a single Beatles song. You know what I mean? I was feeling loads of pressure. I was seeing his names. Like, just say any Beatles song.
And you just
like,
forgot
none
Tax
of them.
Man.
Sebastian Tax
IRS.
Yeah, I could have went with that. And I didn't. I panicked and I couldn't think of one because I was too relaxed at the start of this. Of course, it's a poem put a music in it, Lily the Pink.
Yeah.
God bless it for being a poem. Does it rhyme?
I like how there's a verse where the stutter.
That was the most popular form of comedy till about 1994.
Yeah.
It was huge.
I like it.
There was nothing
funnier
than stuttering.
Stuttering. Will Smith does it in Boom Shake the Room, doesn't he?
Yeah, that was probably the...
Sometimes I get nervous and start to stutter.
That was well done, wasn't it? He did a good job with that. But that was just any bad comedy at the time would be just have someone stuttering in. And that's done now. People aren't having that anymore.
No. Lisps, I think, will be the next one. The next way to make fun of people.
Oh, no. Lisps are big to any impediment. Any speech impediment. It does rhyme. I was trying to think, does Lily the Pink rhyme?
No, it does. I think there's like a couple of verses that might not, but I think for the most part...
Because, you know what they say, poems don't have to rhyme.
They fucking do.
They do, don't they?
They need a rhyme.
Like, what's the point of the
poem?
You've
got a sentence if it doesn't rhyme. Yeah. You've got a paragraph.
And I know there'll be poets going, oh, well, actually... No,
it
not
does
well,
need
actually,
a rhyme, you can fuck off.
Like, don't bother writing a poem if it doesn't rhyme. You haven't written one. You've written some words.
Yeah, you've just been a bit fucking pretentious, haven't you? Like, it's all that is.
Yeah. To me, the point of the poem is that it allows you to order your thoughts in a very careful way because you have to make it rhyme. You know what I mean? Otherwise, there's no challenge to this poem, is there?
That's what I don't like about, like, fucking noise music where they're like, oh, it doesn't need to sound good. It does need... I want it to sound okay. I want things to work together in some way. Don't just throw noises at us and just like bang and scream and be like, no man, music doesn't need a fucking sound like anything. It does need to sound like something.
It's interesting that people have these outlooks for that.
It needs to sound like
types
something.
Types of music have their argument, like as in, so like black metal famously likes to be recorded as badly as possible. So it sounds like it's like on old tape. And that's the worst thing about it other than all the Nazism and murders.
So those people where they get guitars and like they get these setups and they're just like, no, but I want it to sound as distorted as possible. Why?
I don't know. Sometimes there's a case for distortion.
No, I like distortion, but you know when people just make it to the point where you can't even hear notes out of it, it's just like all just one. Like I don't get that.
I can see it in the terms of not musically, but that I would find that relaxing. You know, I was listening to something just to be like, maybe we should put something at the start of this episode. You know, just, I love how it like that, mate.
Mm.
Wayne Rooney sleeps with a Hoover on. So,
you can afford it when you're Wayne Rooney, can't you?
Like, just plug in Henry all day, man. So, this is a song about a compound, right? And it cures people's ailments. That's what Lily the Pink is. I don't know how it became sometimes named for a prostitute, but here we are. So...
But it cures them in stupid ways, doesn't it?
That's Arthur Millie ran willy-nilly. That's three rhymes in one sentence, right? Yeah. When her legs they... Oh, Auntie Millie. So when her legs they did recede. And so they robbed on medicinal compounds. Now they called her Millipede. So her legs have gone all wonky because they've gone shit. Now they've rubbed that on. Now she's got loads of legs. Is that what
Yes, that is what it is.
From that.
So it basically just fixes people's problems in the most ridiculous way possible.
Which is, okay. Lily the Pink, she turned to drink, she filled it with paraffin inside. Don't! And despite her medicinal compound, sadly pickled Lily died.
Oh, it didn't really work with her, did it?
No, but I haven't. But she did. God bless her, she did. Save the human race.
She did save the human race.
Is Lily the Pink Jesus?
Might be it.
So she sacrificed herself so that others may have loads of legs. I think we might... Maybe that's the metaphor we've got there. Old Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar. And so they put him in a home where they gave him medicinal compound. Now he's the Emperor of Rome.
It's fucking stupid, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's either about Jesus or because it was the 60s and it's about LSD, isn't it?
Yeah, they loved LSD.
It's always about LSD. They were fucking mad.
But this is more subtle than Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You were too on the nose with that, weren't you? I hate when they're like, no, it's not even about LSD. It was.
We know it is. You wrote was about LSD.
Of course it was.
The only one that wasn't about LSD, John, was that one you wrote about how you would kill a woman if she left you.
Wasn't a nice man.
By the way, their bonus episode tonight,
we're going to be talking to him.
Yes. We used to listen to the songs at number 41. We're bored of that now. So now we go on brainjaw.com/WeezerBoard and we talk to a dead celebrity. We're going to be talking to John Lennon about his relationship with Paul McCartney and whether it was about LSD. So tune in. That is true, by the way. We are doing that.
Tune in to
patreon.com/feltnout with the only way to hear John Lennon on a Ouija board.
We also genuinely spoke to the Queen last night.
We did, and we found out not good things about the Queen.
Have a listen.
We found out not good things about the bloody racist dead Queen.
Dash.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about LSD and Jesus, isn't it? Definitely is.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely. Everything was then. They fucking love LSD. And
60s were a weird time, weren't they?
And fucking hippies everywhere. Let's go through the charts. Speaking of the 60s being a weird time. Now, weirdly, I don't know how many of these songs I really know. You normally do in the late 60s. You know, like, fuck me, the amount of stuff in here. But a lot of these, like we know the top one and two. At number three, Nina Simone's Ain't Got No, I Got Life, which I probably know if I heard it.
Yeah, that's not a clue off top.
1, 2, 3, O'Leary by Des O'Connor. Now, I know Des O'Connor as a joke light entertainer who brought out bad songs. Don't know that song. I know number six, I'm the Urban Spaceman by Bonza Dogs Doodah Band. I know that. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not fucking stupid. Obladee Obladah by Marmalade, cover of the Beatles song. I think a more reggae version, which worked better because it was a reggae song. So
I don't really like reggae, you know. Just as a general thing, I'm not a big fan.
A very Morrissey opinion of you. Although Morrissey's was racist because what he said was reggae is vile. In the 80s, when pushed on it, he went, well, you can't get in the charts if you're a white man these days. And everyone suddenly was surprised when he was a racist years later.
Yeah, he has been. Awful bastard.
I've only recently... It feels weird not to be into reggae because, what, you don't like things that make you automatically dance. But it took me a while. I will send you some stuff and I think...
Do it, because,
like, I think a lot of what people think of as reggae... So I know big reggae fans hate the way Bob Marley is portrayed because it's all like his one love stuff. Whereas actually Bob Marley was a fucking ferociously angry man, and that was him post-death, you know, repackaged for white people to go, oh, look, what a happy, smiley ganja man, you know. So, you know, Albatross by Fleetwood Mac at number 9.
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it? It's fine.
I don't like Fleetwood Mac.
I don't mind them. I'm sick of hearing them now, you know.
I've never really...
They love playing... any song off Rumours in bars these days.
I've never went to the bother of listening to them. I already decided. It's nothing they can do now. It's too late. Eleanor by the Turtles at number 15. Eloise by Barry Ryan. So if you're deciding what to call your child, your lady child, and you want to go by the chart of 1968, go with Eleanor ahead of Eloise, if those are your choices.
Or grow up cunt. Just putting it out there.
Number 20, Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man. The only one who could ever reach me.
It's fucking Dusty Springfield's got some incredible songs.
Yeah, she can sing like Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
She's a singer. She's got that thing where, and it's like, I think this is what we've talked about before, where the credit people get for being a white woman who can sing nearly as well as a black woman.
Yeah.
Like, she is brilliant. She's nearly as good as if it was a black woman.
You know who else?
Like, Amy Winehouse got that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, no, it's like a black woman, but like, it's like one that we can market. Yeah, it's really just bad.
Listen or promote black women. You know who I've got into recently? Leslie Gore. I've been proper enjoying
Leslie Gore.
Oh, look at us. Wonder look at us. Yes, it's lovely stuff, isn't it?
It's on my every year I do it. I mean, just for my own mind, I do on. Spotify, I have 50 songs I greatly enjoyed in every year, and I've got a couple of Leslie Gore on record. Yeah, I did not expect that.
Fucking good.
Yeah, nice. Those Were the Days by Mary Hopkin at number 24, of course, the Beatles' first signing to the Apple label. I know some things. Don't Forget to Catch Me by Cliff Richard and the Shadows, who, let's face it, he did do it. 27, For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder. For those who listened to last week, that is better, isn't it?
That is much better
than what he did there.
Way much better.
Damn you, the Queen, for what you said about Steve. Herman's Hermits at number 28. And another, this is something that used to happen back then, number 30, Obladee Obladah, this time by Bedrocks. People would just bring out covers, like, a week after the main song even came out. And it was just like, well, that's what you do. Have a hit. Help Yourself by Tom Jones, which Help Yourself to My Hips and My Tits.
Oh, mate, Tom.
We've seen Tom Jones live, haven't we? It was sad.
Yeah.
He wasn't very well and he was forced on stage and he looked old. And
yeah, I feel bad that we didn't pay for a ticket. We just sat on a hill and
in
could
Luxembourg.
See. Yeah, we could just see where he was playing.
He didn't want to be there. Oh, 32, All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix Experience. You don't think about him having singles out weirdly, do you?
Nah.
Yeah. I'm in a Different World by the Four Tops, who, as we've discussed before, are to you only known for...
Grease 2.
It
was Grease 2, yeah. All the Four Tops, the Grease 2 band.
You're all I need to get by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. God, Marvin, just watch out here, da. Another cover here, 39, Little Help for My Friends by Joe Cocker, and Little Arrows by Leapy Lee at number 40. Number 41 is On Mother Kelly's Doorstep by Danny LaRue, which we would have listened to if we were still listening to number 41. And I'm going to level with you, everyone. We did listen to A few weeks ago when we did exact two things and then the episode malfunctioned.
Yeah.
But luckily, we can't remember what was said, so I promise we're not just repeating ourselves.
We might say the same thing, or we might have changed our minds.
I honestly don't remember.
So, fuck knows.
But now we're going to go in the choice. Why don't everyone just sit back? We're going to do the choice in a relaxing way. We're going to decide in our heads, of course, at home. You know that. For the song in second place, Build Me Up Buttercup, to win, we both have to choose it. If one of us chooses it, the other goes with the scaffold. Scaffold stays at number one. If we both choose the scaffold stays at number one. Both fine, fun songs that we've both enjoyed in our time.
What we're saying, can't believe it's not butter or medicinal compounds.
Yeah, we'll say that just to ourselves. But just relax. We're not going to do it after three. We're going to do it. We're going to count down from 10 while you just... 10. Big deep breath in with every number. You do. I'll do the counts. You do the breaths. Follow along at home. Just relax, everyone. Just feel your body. Feel your mind leave your body, but at the same time, stay in your body. Hey. Don't overthink it. 10. 9.
You've got to give us time to breathe out. I can't.
Sorry.
Go on.
8. 7. 6.
I don't have the patience to do the breathing now, mate. I'll be
honest. You're doing your best. Just relax. We don't have the patience.
I'm pretty sure I've got ADHD, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I used to think it was either that or autism. You can have both. Autistic, but turns out you have both,
can't you? Yeah, neuroshan. Yeah. 5. You know, I used to pick on me at home for being neurotypical. But now I've got ADHD, clearly, so I can't do that.
Can't do that.
4. 3. Just let it all go. Just push it out. 2. 1. Medicinal compounds. It's Lily the Pig! Lily the Pig, remain at number 1. Hey, it's no slight on you, Build Me Up Buttercup. I just think...
You're a banging song. You're a lovely little song.
But hey, you've had a number 1.
Yeah, fuck off.
And you know what? Actually, it is a slight on you, the Foundations. If your song had been slightly better, and we did enjoy it, but it wasn't fucking good enough, was it? Fucking good.
Unlucky. So Lily the Pink stays at number 1?
Lily the Pink's at number 1, everyone. Join us on patreon.com/feltnow, where we'll be doing a seance to contact the late Beatle John Lennon.
A horrible man.
John, well, we'll see.
Terrible man. Terrible.
Well, we found out the Queen was a bad woman. Let's see what John Lennon's
let's
like.
Let's see what he's got to say.
We want to give people... He's been in heaven or hell or purgatory or for a long time. Maybe he's changed. We'll give him that opportunity. We'll be speaking to John Lennon if you join us on patreon.com/feltnow. Till then, everyone, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.